Hello, everyone. I have 5 minutes. Before I talk this talk, it's CC BY, licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license. Minute five, introduction. I'm William Denton. I'm a librarian at York University in Toronto, Canada, and I'm going to be talking about GHG.Earth. GHG is for greenhouse gases, and Earth is for Earth. This is a website, but do not look at it right now, but get ready to look at it, everyone, with all your MacBooks. Open up a tab in a browser in Chrome or Firefox, and type in GHG.Earth, but do not go there yet. Wait till minute four. Some background. I've been working on sonifications, turning data into sound. Climate change research produces a lot of data, especially time series, and it's interesting and useful to turn that into sound or music. Sonifying atmospheric carbon dioxide, you hear the yearly fluctuations of the northern hemisphere takes in carbon in the summer and then releases it in the winter, and you hear the rise year over year of the greenhouse gases that we're adding to the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Sonifying a long time series of climate change data makes it very clear the sudden changes that we've caused since industrialization. GHG.Earth, however, just does one thing. It plays yesterday. It turns yesterday's CO2 measurements into sound. Minute four. Now we're going to perform it. So get ready. When I say enter, when I say now, hit enter, you're going to see a number and you'll hear a sound. At the end of the minute, I'll count down to five, and then everybody close the tab. So if everybody's ready, then now. Minute three, the number. This number is yesterday's CO2 reading in parts per million, taken at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Observatory in Mauna Loa, Hawaii, where the famous Keeling Curve comes from. A script scrapes the data every day from its website, and if you follow the details link on there, then there's links to all the code and the data. The usual estimate is that before the Industrial Revolution, CO2 was at 280 ppm. We're over 400 now, around 410, and it won't go back under in our lifetimes. IPCC models make predictions about how much CO2 will be in the air depending on different actions that we take. In the best case scenario, emissions peak very soon and then decline, and by about 2070 we're taking carbon out of the atmosphere. In that case, in 2100 we'll be at about 420 ppm. Worst case scenario, by 2100 we're at 936 ppm, which would be an unprecedented global catastrophe. So far we've always been beyond the worst case scenario. Minute two, the sound. This is a composition. The score is play the tone in hertz equal to the atmospheric CO2 concentration in parts per million. There's no end specified. There's no arrangement or instrument specified. Anyone can play this for as long as they want, wherever they want, whenever they want, just like we did. Now, a piano has just over 7 octaves, with pitches going from 27.5 hertz down low to almost 4,200 hertz up high. All current and historical CO2 readings map to a pitch that's somewhere in that range. 440 ppm, for example, would be a concert pitch, that A, the sound you hear when an orchestra is tuning up. 280, the pre-industrial number, maps to a C sharp, the black key just above middle C in the fourth octave on a piano. 410, where we are now, is a little higher. It's just below G sharp. 420, best case, is just over G sharp. And that 936 is an octave up into the fifth octave at A sharp. It's hard to hear the day-to-day changes in GHG.Earth because it's microtonal. I've never been able to remember yesterday well enough to distinguish it from today, but I keep trying. Minute one, 1 octave to 11. Doubling the frequency makes a pitch go up by 1 octave. 440 is A in the fourth octave, and 880 is A in the fifth octave. The musical scale is a geometric progression. It's exponential. An arithmetic progression is linear. It changes by the same amount every time. An annual CO2 concentration is almost arithmetic. We're going up by about 2 or 3 every year. Close enough. The two numbers, the musical and the atmospheric, are literally working on different scales. So this means we only have 1 octave to live in. That fourth octave there on the piano, from middle C up to B, that's where we have to stay. Pre-industrial, we were at C sharp. Now we're getting close to G sharp. And all of human existence has been in just a few keys above middle C. We need to stay there, and we definitely don't want to go into the next octave that starts at 525. But that's long term. GHG.Earth is there to tell us what CO2 concentration sounds like right now. So you can play it in the background, quietly, and after a while it'll fade out of your attention. You'll start thinking about other things, and then it'll come back sharply. You'll remember what it means, and you'll remember the situation we're in now. Thank you.